This episode of Speakers of Heidelin is made possible by our generous patrons, like Chris, Sarnai Hema, Metellig Ophelion, Scry De La Rosa, Jojo Chaos, Ariel, Courtney, Daimos, Sprocket, Christoph Haas, Sentra, Casey Schaefer, Bobby Forbridge, and OmegaCat Comet. Support the show and become a patron today at patreon.com/speakersxiv.
This is Speakers of Heidelin.
Good evening, ARCNs. Welcome to Speakers of Heidelin, episode 86. I'm Lakeel Bravestone, and I'm joined today, of course, by Yas Pont, Rollo Des, and Maela Vanadar.
Hello.
So,
wow.
Broadcasting live from our 12-hour stream to celebrate hitting 1, 2, 3, 4 followers on the good old Twitch. I'll probably just explain that real quick, but before I do that, just so you know, our main topics are live letter XLII, whatever number that is now. I've given up. What 43? Is it, Milo? 43, thank you. Free login campaign has returned to Eorzea. Eureka has been updated, and there's a fan gathering taking place in Helsinki. And also April Fools this year from Final Fantasy 14 is something called Magni Fantasy. We'll talk about that.
Oh, well, the Helsinki thing I thought was a joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
I'm sorry if you live in Helsinki. I apologize.
Full disrespect to Helsinki.
Yeah. And in the post show today, the lore segment is going to be about Gurlamold. So Maela will be in charge of that. The 12-hour stream is now on its... we have 6 hours left. 6 hours and 19 minutes, as you can see on the top there. It will be completely irrelevant when you watch this on YouTube, but it is what it is. After this, we'll have the post-show, and there'll be a giveaway during the post-show, so do stay tuned for that. And, of course, for the lore. And after that, we'll do Return to Sore, where we revisit a dungeon from Secrets of a Realm. And this week it is, or this week, this month, whatever. It's a pilot episode. Let's just call it that. And we're visiting Peace Garden, so maybe we'll find Pedro Caramello in there. We will. Spoiler. Next week will be Sore, a regular episode of Sore. It will be out on YouTube next week, so look forward to that as well. So, do you want to talk about what we've done in 14 this week? Has anyone done anything special? Or has it just been the daily grind?
I opened boxes and they gave me a lot of potions. And Eureka, thanks.
I'm barely logging on enough to keep my plants alive.
Wow.
I'm not doing much either. I've done Eureka, but I already have my relic now. I don't need the others. I don't need the other relics. I don't even need to cap. So, and I don't raid, so I just AFK as usual.
Yeah, you'll see him AFK in Limsa.
Oh yes, you
say hi.
Well, you can try to say hi, but I can't guarantee you that I'll answer because I'll probably be AFK. Okay, so live letter. What was it? 43?
Three.
Is coming up. And it is taking place on Saturday, April 14th, 2:30 a.m. PDT. I believe that's 9:30 a.m.
Yeah. Pretty bad time for America, but
very
great
good
day
for,
of the week for us.
Yeah,
always bad for Americans.
Yeah, and it's good for us because that means we can cover it when it's fresh. What do you guys think they're going to talk about? Well, we know what they're going, we know the specifics. Patch 4.3 preview part 1. Which is pretty cool. And special guest global community producer Toshio Muruchi. Muruchi.
What a guy.
I would assume I have a feeling that this is to a degree going to be almost like damage control might be the wrong, but you know what I mean? Of like being like, this is what we're going to do with Eureka. Chill. You know, I think that's going to be the majority of the live level.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe not. But that's kind of
around. This is 4.3 preview. We, with any luck, and this is probably going, you know, quite far, but if we pray hard enough, the next section of the Evil East trilogy.
Should be what it is, right?
It or should think, have something.
There's a lot of stuff coming with 4.3. There's the next ultimate.
Well, you got to remember, it's very likely that we get picture this time.
Yeah.
Again,
oh, yeah. If we never forget that. Yeah.
Evil East reveal, so.
Maybe we'll get to see. Maybe Woolhead just stops by. Just a surprise visit. Like, hello, here's my cell phone. Look at this.
Would you love that?
I would not love that.
My dad would love it if Woolhead came along.
I mean, yeah, I guess. He's a living meme. He's a living legend. I got this stuck now. Okay. We'll probably see the next Evil East thing, I think. That would make sense. We'll probably see some vague pictures of the two dungeons. Or is it one? No.
One dungeon.
It will only be one, yeah.
Which usually means they're good. So
hopefully,
Scala
yeah.
was pretty cool,
yeah.
It?
Well, it was okay, yeah. It was better than most of the dungeons we've gotten.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's not much to say about that. There's also a Q&A section, of course. And the guest is the global community producer, so that's the theme of the Q&A.
I mean, that's Foxconn, isn't it?
No, that's Toshi Moruchi. Foxconn is something else, community thing. I don't know what he is, but something else.
I just don't know Foxconn's real name, so I was like, maybe that's him?
Oh, dude, that it is. That I remember, I've said this on Fallen Rise. That is his full name. That's true. That is Foxconn. Oh. Of course it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's that. Free login campaign has returned to Eorzea.
Cool.
96 hours starting on the 27th of March, so it has already started, and lasts until June 5th. No.
May 6th.
May 6th. Sorry.
That's a long time, though.
It's over a month, yeah.
It's a really long time.
A month and 2 weeks or something?
Yeah.
And do you think 4.3 will come out within that time frame? And they'll hope people jump on it then. You don't? No. You don't think 4.3 is going to come out before May?
Yeah. It must. It has to. Yeah. Doesn't it? Wait, how long has it been since 4.2?
It feels like a while.
4.2 was...
February?
February?
Was it early February?
We're in March.
Starting April almost.
Yeah, we're almost starting April.
Yeah, that's
so 2 months
ago. It was February the 13th, I think.
Yeah, I think it was February, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I took the day off for, I think.
Yeah, that's true. So maybe, it will probably end before that.
No, yes. It was January 31st because I couldn't take the day off for that one. But I took it off for the Eureka patch. Yeah, it's been ages.
So it should, so at the end of April. So maybe, yeah, maybe it might just make it before. It depends, I guess. Who cares? I mean,
thanks, chat.
One day we'll get it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe we won't. Maybe they'll shut the game down.
Maybe it ends. It might end. So everyone who's previously purchased and registered 14 is eligible. It's the same requirements as before. And you all know how this works. Do you get the invite adventure to return command again from right clicking people? Is that still a thing where you can invite?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can do that still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something else happened. Eureka was updated on March the 27th, and with it came some changes. Most notably, the experience you gain from killing single monsters now. I've seen like XP going up to like 800 on mobs for lower levels, and that's pretty good. That's a pretty decent upgrade, because usually you would get like 10 or 20 if you were alone. And they also increased the XP for chains 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 to 30, and the experience gained when defeating a monster with one or two players has been increased. It specifies one or two.
That's good. Yeah. So they're trying to make it a little more solo friendly, which I think is definitely needed at this point.
Yeah.
Which has been what we've been sort of asking for too. So nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Slowly getting there.
Slowly.
Yeah. Big news. The priority of displaying certain notorious monsters has been adjusted.
Oh.
Does it make it more bearable now?
Ooh. We can see
it now. Actually see numbers?
Yeah.
Wow.
I also changed the name of the ensnare ability. It's been changed to expel.
What?
Useful.
What's ensnare?
I don't know.
Is that an enemy ability? It's got to be.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's by some monsters.
All right.
But they've also changed how the lockboxes work. Eureka potions have now been added as a reward.
Yep, thank you.
And drop rate of fireworks items has been decreased. So where you would once get the Mithril Eye, you would sometimes now get Eureka potions.
Yes.
It still sucks.
I got a lot of potions. Potions are way better still, though.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but
they're more useful.
At least they're usable.
Yeah.
The Mithril Eye thing's usable?
That is debatable.
Should've even been there in the first place.
Should have died with 1.0. Should have perished in the calamity.
Well, they're gonna, you know, you want the
No, we've talked about this in the previous episode. There's one thing I don't talk about anymore, and that is that.
I'm sorry.
Palace of the Dead.
It's fine. It's okay. No, Palace of the Dead is fine, but it's the M word.
The M word.
The terrible, terrible M word. The following items are no longer untradeable. Eureka Glamour items, Wicked Winds, Whisper Orchestrion Roll, and No Quarter Orchestrion Roll.
Fine.
Whatever, I guess.
And as we learned today, the minions are valueless.
Yeah.
Three for less than 5,000 gil.
Yeah.
And apparently they've got really low drop rates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just because they took too long.
Yeah.
They had this huge stockpile of things before.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
There was also a bug fix. Under specific conditions, using the Eternity Ring would teleport the player outside of the map.
Why really?
Why didn't that ever happen to me?
Yeah, why should have? Mm-hmm. Damn it.
There've been some fun exploits.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah. Don't worry, I don't think you'll get banned if you did that. Okay. And then the fan gathering. In Helsinki.
Very random choice of location.
Dude, you'll see us there for sure.
Yeah.
Remember when they had one in Denmark too, didn't they? In Copenhagen.
There are a lot of Finnish players?
Don't know. Someone must have done the research. So
know where Helsinki is? Finland.
It's in Finland.
It's the capital.
Okay. You know, it's just the capital of Finland.
Listen. Do you know the capital of Dominican Republic? How about that?
It's got a point.
That's a good point. I don't know the
exactly.
I probably would know if you just.
Yeah, if you said it, we'd be like,
Santo Domingo.
Nah, I would never have that.
Wow, no, I had no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Never heard before. Okay. Yeah, so you do get some nice goodies. There's like there's the Moogle speaker that they've shown off before.
Moogle speaker.
Which looks like...
Oh, yeah.
Looks like quality. Probably some good quality tunes coming out of that. Chloe statue and stuff. There's stuff, okay? There are 100 seats available for the fan gathering, so if you want to sign up for that, it's ffxivnordic@eu.square-enix.com.
Ooh, Nordic. Huh?
You need to. Your email needs to contain the following information: full name, date of birth, and if you'd like to bring an additional guest, and then the full name of your additional guest and the date of birth of your additional guest.
At least two drinks on them, guys.
Where's the one in Norway that I'm never going to attend?
And free finger food.
Yeah.
Get some nice snacks, dude. Come on.
But the event will be held at the Thirsty Scholar.
Great
I thought
name.
That was a nice name.
For Thirsty really Scholar?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to go to the Thirsty Scholar.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Yeah, probably.
They're like, the skull one.
Yeah. It's like some really run-down establishment, but it's got a good
name. This is garbage. Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay.
Sorry, Thirsty Skull. I'd be really nice there.
Okay. Now, the April Fools this year from the 14 devs was a video called Magni Fantasy, which is like a fake video game thing that they're trying to sell. Yeah. Sell.
They're not trying to sell.
Trying
it,
to fool us. I mean,
it's kind of like a mashup of the stuff from like a few, like over the years.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen.
But with our favorite character.
Yeah, Magni. Woo!
Yeah.
You don't like him?
He's all right.
I don't really care about him.
He's a fun guy.
He's fine. I have nothing against him. It's just like, I'm not like, ooh, I want to see Magni lore. Like,
listen, he's just looking for his moon, dude. Come on.
He's looking for his moon.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, he's the sun guy. Isn't
he? He's that feel no GF guy.
Yeah. Mm. So if you got your hopes up for that, don't worry. It's not real. It's not real.
He's a shitty comp.
Fortunate.
Yeah.
Was a shitty comp.
Yeah. I don't know if... Should we... I don't know. We were initially thinking about watching it together on the stream, but I just realized that's dumb because it'll have to be cut out of the YouTube version anyways. And from the audio version, I don't think we'll do that. Also, I haven't set it up. So that's a thing. So yeah, that's their April Fools for this year. That is our news. I just want to point out, that's all we have. That is all we have. So now we hope and we pray that our great discussion topic will kill some time.
Mm.
Great discussion topic is something that just started to... I mean, it sort of topped itself this week with the release of the Bahamut, the Mega Flare emote, which sort of came out just like the week after something else had been added, like the power-up emote was added like a week ago or no, 2 weeks ago or whatever. Now people are starting to ask if the Mog Station has gotten out of hand.
It seems like a while since people have gone, oh, hey, guys, we found these new things in the files, and it hasn't been a Mog Station item.
Yeah.
Because they've all been Mog Station items lately, right? Like, they're like, oh, guys, we found the Pretty Please emote. And it was, oh, that's got to be Monago's for finishing Monago. No, it was, you know, like, it's all been money so far. So, I got a point.
Yeah, so this has been a great discussion topic before, but at that time, it was not as pressing as it is now, because now I feel like it's at a point where I'm sort of like, before they add an item, they're like, we can earn a lot of money on this if we put this on the Mog Station.
Yeah, well, and it's not even, the biggest problem that I've been having lately is some of their pricing ideas.
Yeah.
Like why does,
going up, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Why does the Mega Flare emote cost as much as the mount that was released at the same time? The egg mount, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it like $20 or something? Like, it's absurdly expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And that is, like, I get it, but why? It's an emote.
I think they charge more for the new things, and then like the old event items are a bit cheaper.
Other emotes are cheaper. And they've never been this high before, if I recall.
Maybe they're just testing how high
it's
they
like
can
10
get.
Euros well, for that
and,
one.
And I think they're looking at it going, oh, well, that's, you know, it's a really cool Mega Flare.
Yeah.
It comes from the statue. That was very expensive.
Yeah.
That does come from the statue?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, guess what? All my problems are gone now.
Oh, wait.
I said the other day.
Doesn't it come from a statue or something?
I don't think so.
Figure?
No, you just buy it on the Mog Station.
Yeah, that one off the Mogs. But is it?
I don't know why I thought it was tied
to the statue. I was thinking for a second. I was like, well, no, I have no complaints because I was just saying last show how I wanted those emotes to be on the Mog Station. I didn't care how much. Yes, okay. Well, no, but that's not the case.
Never mind.
This one is just buyable.
I mean, okay, so I'll defend it a little bit because the fact that it's on the Mog Station, I can defend because how else would you obtain that in the game? One could argue it should be a summoner thing, but like summoners could get it in the quest, but that would be make it exclusive
to
summoners.
Ultimate coil?
Hey.
Sure. I don't really care like what they like where it comes from in the game or if it makes sense and all that stuff. It's whatever. It makes sense. It's Bahamut. It's,
mm-hmm.
It fits within the world itself. It's not a police car or anything, you know. But it's for $20. It's an emote.
The pricing.
It's barely more. It's barely cheaper than Odin.
Yeah.
Like
Odin's horse, Sleipnir. It's barely cheaper than Sleipnir.
Yeah.
That's like, account wide and like
the thing that is scary is that I feel like they are jacking the prices up like and hoping that we don't really notice that they can just keep pushing the prices up a little bit and then eventually we'll just be complacent and just keep buying the expensive emotes, which used to cost €5 and now we're getting a one that's 10. Like they're doubled the price for an emote. And I don't care about the quality of it. Like, whatever. To me, an emote is an emote, regardless of how much stuff you put around it. It should be the same price.
Oh, I should clarify before people get on me. I'm saying $20 because if I buy it on the Mog Station, it's USD, so it ends up being $20 for me. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying $20. I think it's like $12.99 or something.
I'm not. So I've never had a problem with the Mog Station. I will have. I said this during when we did Eureka, that 14. It does have a cash shop, but at least it doesn't have a cash shop that is in your face when you log in. You can't access the Mog Station in-game. Mm-hmm. So that part of the Mog Station is good, and I do like... I don't have anything against, you know, optional items. But some... they're adding less and less cool stuff to the base game, like the game that you can obtain in-game, and instead putting it on the Mog Station. Now that is something I don't quite agree with.
Well, especially as somebody pointed out in chat, it's literally the summoner LB3.
It's
the summoner LB3. That's all it is. They didn't make anything new for this.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the next like crash. At some point, this bubble is gonna burst. Because people are pointing it out in chat, every game is now doing this. Like, they're just piling on. Like, buy extra, buy extra, buy extra.
Well, you want to know what it was? It was when everybody agreed that loot boxes are kind of sucking. Mm-hmm. And then everybody said, but if it's cosmetics, it's fine. Every game company in the world was like, what did you just say? Cosmetics are fine? Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's especially... I wouldn't say distasteful yet, but this is a sub-based MMO, and we are paying per month. And
I think quite a big argument people say in favor of it is that the money they take in from the Mog Station they put back into the game. I've not really seen any evidence of that.
I don't know if that's true or not. We have no reason to believe that's true.
Like, the content's been what I expect.
Yeah, we haven't been blown away yet. Yeah,
it's not like they went, hey guys, we sold a bunch of Sleipnirs this month. You guys get an extra dungeon.
Yeah.
We're not seeing that's not happened and it's never gonna happen. Yeah. So.
Like they couldn't even deliver Eureka in time.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I think the kind of egregious part is that it's definitely the pricing and having old event items just automatically go up there. Like there's no chance of ever being like, oh, maybe next year earn it in game or if they can do a little bit extra or something. It's like, okay, it's straight up there. But the pricing, too, is awful. Like, it's not an impulse buy, which is what, like, these things...
Right, exactly.
Be. Like,
exactly.
You know, you play a game like Overwatch or whatever, and how much is it for a loot box? $1 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy, but whatever. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of loot boxes, but whatever. You can put in a few bucks, maybe you'll get something nice.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's like... Okay.
It's an investment.
Put down 20 bucks. Yeah. 20
literally
bucks.
More than a month's sub.
Yeah.
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 And
nothing should cost more than your sub.
No, nothing should cost more than your sub.
No. I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, even then, I can make the argument maybe, sure, like a mount or something you could argue is worth because it has value of that lasts forever and it will always be useful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Some people do, well, it's an emote. It never goes. It's not useful in any way ever. Amount could be argued that it is, you know, even though you have a million other ones. So it isn't. But
I think in an ideal way would be nothing would be over $7. And I know people's like kind of sense of impulse buy is different because, you know, people make different amounts of money and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I think you shouldn't really go over $7, man. Like that's too much. Maybe keep the weddings and all that stuff, whatever.
Yeah, because that I feel is separate. That is fine. I'm totally fine with the jacked up prices on that. Do that. If you want to get married in game,
whatever. And
you can marry for free.
I was going to say marriage is amazing because there's free option, which is the greatest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like amount, the panda, the summoner outfit, $18.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's more than the sub. That's more than the base game a lot of times when it goes on sale.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And like, it is just, it's not worth it. It's a, like, I mean, I'll say this. I've never really bought any high price item on the Mock Station because I can't justify it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I've said I bought it for friends because I don't know. I like to be nice, but it's,
I can't help it.
It's, I mean, if you can't help it, I understand, but it's
actually, I have everything except for the, like the, fat Moogle minion, because that's literally like $50.
That's
Canadian.
The only one,
like,
I have.
No way am I buying that ever.
I bought that one. That's the only thing I've bought. Oh, I bought the Play Dead amount.
Yeah. Oh, I have. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't like buying stuff off the Mog Station because I feel like if I keep buying stuff, they will just keep, like, they will be like, oh, this is working. This is great.
They will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And eventually. I don't know. I mean, a lot
people
of people
are invested in, they're gonna spend.
A lot of conspiracy theorists would probably go, oh, they're just preparing to go free to play. And honestly, if they were to go free to play, their cash shop would be fucking ready. You know, they could just add a UI and you would start up with the cash shop when you log in. But no, the free to play thing, I just go away. But
see, one thing they've done with the cash shop is with the dies, you can get them, you can either buy them for like 10p or like 50p, or if you're lucky with the adventures, you can get the in-game version of it.
You can just buy them off the market board if you have money too.
Or buy it off the market from someone else. Now, the awkward, like, they could make it so you can buy people's Mog Station items in-game with Gil. They
oh,
can
God. List.
But the issue with that is obviously gold.
That wouldn't work. No way. No,
because then you're tying like the actual price
of
like a gil to a real dollar or something.
Yeah.
And then you start getting weird shit like the Diablo 3 auction house. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh. Remember that?
I remember that.
Real money auction house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But at least that would give it a way to, you know, you could earn that much gil.
That would have to be like after they're free to play or something. That there's.
Oh, yeah, it probably would be, but...
Yeah. You know.
I'm going to pay my sub by selling all the gold dye I kept, guys. Well,
I mean, I think Rolo's right. It's just... I think the direction everyone's going to go is, like, the thing everybody thinks is okay to do, right?
Yeah.
And they're just going to keep piling it on as much and as long as they possibly can.
Which is dangerous, because if this bubble bursts, which I feel like it will... What do you think happens to, like, do you think they'll, it's interesting.
I think it'll be a similar example as to what happened when the MMO market burst. Everything dies.
Yeah.
And one or two stays alive and carries on, you know? Yeah. Like, MMOs didn't die, obviously.
No, but they got severely damaged.
But 95% of them are dead.
Yeah.
You know, if not a higher percentage than that, probably, in all honesty.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I think it'd be the same thing. You'll probably have all these really shitty games that have been out for 2 weeks. They're hardly finished, but yet they throw loot boxes in there and think that people are going to love it, right?
Yeah.
Those are all going to die. Stuff like Overwatch or whatever that's doing a way better job with their loot boxes, they'll be fine, you know? So
yeah.
I think that's kind of... Hopefully 14 doesn't get caught up in that and they're like, all right.
Yeah.
I don't think something like that would happen to 14, but I think it more would be like eventually be a tipping point for like 14 itself in the community and be like, well, okay, like eventually we'll add something maybe that's just maybe people see us over the line.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, okay, there's people are going to be really unhappy now.
Yeah.
That's what I see. And there'll be some kind of backlash of some sort in a community response.
I hope that crash comes soon.
I kind of do too.
Yeah.
Because it's getting pretty obnoxious now.
I also don't want greedy shits to just make a stupid amount.
Yeah.
They're just being so greedy.
Yeah. You have companies like EA, which is like the worst of the worst when it comes to this.
Let's take money from kids. That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. Right now, though, do you think Mog Station. How bad is the Mog Station right now?
Not bad.
It's not bad.
Rollo? I'd say it's bad.
Okay.
In this current state, it's bad.
Milo?
It's definitely more recently becoming more and more things are being shoved on there that are new.
Yeah.
Do
you feel like...
The prices that get me.
Yeah.
I don't care that they're putting these things on there so much. I like, you know, the little carbuncles and stuff. I'd rather them be in-game. But if they were like £2, I wouldn't really care.
But yeah, when they're like, I agree.
Like a £20 outfit or something stupid, then that's just...
Yeah, it's like you go in to the Mog Station and you're like, okay, let's see what I can get. And it's like $30 or sort of 30 euros for a mount. And you're like, well, I guess I'm just getting one thing today and that's going to be that for a while. Mm. I mean, they added a shopping cart. In the latest update to the Mog Station.
Which is very sorely needed.
Which is ironic, because that's when they raise the prices, so you don't ever want to buy more than one thing. Before, I was like, yeah, I'll buy a bunch of $2 emotes. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, God.
Yeah, because go ahead.
What was the emote pack for the Ranger one? Mm. That had all the... I thought that was a pretty fair for like.
Because that's six emotes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was like at that price. I was like, I forgot how much it was.
But yeah, I can't remember, but it was pretty cheap. Yeah, I remember that.
Hold on.
I know Dote, when it came out this year for Valentine's Day, was only $2.
Yeah.
$7.50. You get three emotes.
$7.50.
You get six technically, but it's.
But three, it's three emotes. Yeah.
It's three, just different sides, and like that,
That's a good deal.
If things were like that, I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like I said, I'm not against alternate revenues for games or anything like that, because, you know, people on your team are going to be not working on main content sometimes. You're going to have like an animator that's like, I got fucking nothing to do. Here's the fucking Kamehameha emote now.
Yeah.
Sure, Mog Station. Totally.
The art guy might just draw something and like, okay, make it, whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird because you can see it. If you go to the emote, like section on the store right now, you'll see like, okay, huzzah emote, $2.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good. Bomb dance, $2. Mm-hmm. Songbird, that's also $2.
Yeah.
Eastern greeting, $7.
Oh.
I think that was part of some bundle or something. I don't know. Like,
the $2 ones are all old.
Yeah, they're old seasonal event.
The $2 ones are only old event ones. Yeah, the rest of them will be like $7.
Yeah, but it's
$7 is still pretty.
It's still pretty
price.
Expensive,
yeah.
But that's more an impulse purchase, at least not for a video game.
I mean, I don't think it's crazy per se.
It's not crazy, but it's just like, why?
It's not a $20 amount.
Yeah.
It feels gross.
Yeah.
Like, ew, like really? You guys are doing this?
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Like $7 is when you start to go,
yeah.
And then you think about it, and they've doubled that since then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've doubled that, and that's like, okay.
What was that going? Oh, yeah, no, wait, what was that? I lost my... Go ahead, Rollo.
I think they have to be careful with how much good faith that the community has. Because, like, if it keeps going like this, every other update, there's kind of just a random bundle of things for a pretty high price. And then, like, okay, like, people's good faith runs out.
I think, and I think a lot of people would be like, but it's optional items. When, like, most of the cool stuff is on the Mog Station, it kind of stops being optional in a way, because it's like, all the fun is on the Mog Station. All you get are, like, dreary emotes that, you know, don't really do anything. All the cool ones are on the Mog Station. That's when it's the balance tips in the wrong direction, which I feel is what's happening right now. Where I feel like they might be even be like holding stuff back so they can put it on the Mog Station instead of the game.
I'll put it this way. The most recent emote we got for free was...
Oh, yeah.
Great.
We got some expressions. We got big grin.
We got big grin.
Big grin.
Which we
you've got in game. You've got Void Arc, Diable Gear, Mog Station, Carbuncle.
Yeah.
Cute little Carbuncle outfit.
Yeah.
That like glows in the dark.
So that's cool.
So once again, just to stop all the comments from YouTube, we do accept the fact that there is an alternate way of earning money, like an extra revenue stream.
In fact, I will say I actually like that the version exists, and I hope it exists.
You are cutting out more than I've ever heard you cut out in my life.
Well, I love the Mog Station. It's great. Okay. And I hope it stays around forever.
Okay, sweet banana. So, yeah, because right now in the Mog Station, I feel like they've been trying to be like sneaky about it. Like they just, but this time they did it too, like they did it too close up to each other. They did the power up and then the Bahamut thing right after. And people were like, wait, hold on. Didn't we just get.
And Hildebrand
didn't even
too.
Give a reward this time in the patch.
Yeah.
So and then they added the blown up Hildebrand gear to the Mog Station. It's like you couldn't have put that as a reward.
You can already get the base outfit in game for free. Why can't you get the blown up one as well? Mm. Why is that? How much is it? Like, it's kind
about
of
£7.
That's no, it's $12. Oh my god, 12 USD.
See, this is what I think. I have a weird feeling that this is a test.
Yeah.
I feel like we're being tested.
Yeah,
right now.
I think so too.
Because the first time I looked at the emote, I got a message from me like, oh, look at all the new.
Yeah.
Then I went, so that is $12 because they know people will pay $12 for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Mega Flare emote. People will want it.
Yeah.
That's literally the fact. It's a test.
Yeah.
They sell a bunch. All the emotes are going to be $12 from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and people are going to buy it, and it's weird because that's not how you do the research, because people are going to buy it regardless, because people will buy shit. Like maybe they won't sell as many of that as they would of like the other emotes that are cheaper, but people will still buy it. Like people buy it. It's just that I won't buy it. Well, I have to buy it. So, you know, I have to buy it. So I'm my hands are tied.
I see what you mean. It's not a test because they've put it there.
Yeah.
Something that people want. And they'll go, oh, 100,000 people bought it. So they must want it.
Yeah, surely. Look at the numbers. People bought it.
The researchers are saying, how much would you, sending an email out to everyone going, how much would you pay for this emote? Showing the GIF of it. And people going, oh.
I think the real research is the fact that they'll keep upping the price. Until they have like a ceiling, they're like, okay, they won't buy that. They won't pay that much for it, and then they'll lower it back down. I think that might be.
They
what's
can't lower
here.
It back. Well, they can't lower that highest one down though.
They can put it on sale forever. They can just have indefinite sale on that one.
That will still annoy some people.
Yeah,
I would guess by next year we'll have a $30 mount, like the US dollar mount on the Mog Station.
That already exists, I think.
It exists.
Isn't there? I thought they go up to 24 only.
No, the fat two-seater flying mule.
Yeah,
expensive.
That one was expensive.
How much is that one?
Bullshit.
It's more expensive than Slipnir, I know that much.
Hold on, let me check. I thought
live research is happening. Live research. Well,
I'm going to say that they'll push it to $50.
Oof. You know what? I'm not surprised,
as much as a game?
But I don't know. It depends on how the market develops. We're in a weird time now.
It's $29.99.
Yeah.
It's $30.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, never mind.
Yeah. So
it already happened.
We already have it. We're already there, Rollo. We're already in the nightmare scenario, Rollo.
I think the Mystic Panda is the worst fucking one though.
What?
It's just a Starlight Bear.
It is a Starlight Bear.
The
worst
one is the recolored zoo.
To be fair, the Starlight Bear actually came second.
Yeah, because that one was from the
okay.
Which, to be fair, the Starlight Bear is also a reskin of the regular as well.
Oh yeah,
so it's a reskin of a reskin of a reskin.
Yeah,
that's a reskin of a chocobo.
It's just the price, dude. $24.
That doesn't bother me at all, honestly. $24.
I can't justify it. I can't.
If it was
$20, I would have been completely
But because it's account wide, I'm fine with it.
Okay, account wide is fine.
Okay, listen, everything should be account wide.
I
why
agree.
Why is there even a distinction for like, you buy this item?
Yeah.
This one only goes on one.
Which is another sort of greedy trick from their side. You know, now you have to buy it for your alts if you have alts. You can only have this on your main if you don't pay up.
Especially when it's something like Mega Flare, that's $12.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just stresses me out, thinking, did I make sure I clicked on my character?
And you
especially
know,
when all my characters are named Yazpot. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And someone pointing out in chat, I said this like yesterday or a few days ago, that that's why they made the Valentine mount two pieces. Because next year, they're going to sell both of them.
So right.
Well, you can get both of them for a discount.
Yeah, a discount of $1.
The Lover's Bundle.
Oh.
So I need to know, why is like the Carbuncle mount account-wide? But the outfit isn't.
It's
the same price.
Okay, Rollo, here's a question for you. Why are the Carbuncle slippers dyeable, but...
Yeah.
There's still two of them.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they just dye differently.
They probably don't.
You can make the topaz one out of the
blue ones.
Really? Yeah.
What the fuck?
What? Okay. I mean...
Wow. Is it a yellow or one of the yellows?
Wow. So yeah, we're interesting times ahead, I guess. We'll see. Remember when we talked about I remember when the Mog Station was brought up the first time, long time ago, and we were so worried, and we were like, "Oh no!" Of course, I was the most panicky, you know, because that's me. And I was like, "Oh, doom and gloom," and everyone was like, "It's going to be fine. It's just going to have..." I think there was just dyes at that point. They sold dyes on the Mog Station. It's going to be some dye and some really shitty gear. Well, I don't know. Look at us now. Here we are. I don't know. But I don't we'll want to be doom and gloom yet.
It's fine right now. And it will still progressively get worse.
I'm just saying it's gotten way worse than when it first started. History shows us that. Just go back a few episodes, like 30 episodes back.
People are still saying, "Well, it's just cosmetic stuff." It's not just cosmetic stuff anymore.
No,
you can level your characters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not. It is literally not cosmetic stuff anymore.
No,
and even then, of course, the stuff we're talking about focused on that, so it's a huge selling point.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
If all the gear in the game was like weathered rags, and the only way you could get nice looking gear was to buy it.
Yeah,
people would buy it.
Exactly. And that is a very scary future vision there. If like all the good gear is on the Mog Station, all you have to wear is like ugly mismatched gear, then it stops being optional. Let's be real.
Yeah, you know what? I want to say Kuramatsu 86 is right in that like it doesn't matter if we like if everybody in this chat didn't buy any, as long as there's 10 whales.
Yeah.
As in people who are constantly sinking money to the Mog Station, even buying multiples for their multiple characters or for their friends. As long as there's about 10 people, it's all worth it.
Mm.
Yeah. Also, if you are a whale and want to buy anything for me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just DM me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Contact at speakers6iv.com. I'll make a list
give me
for
my
you.
Missing mount.
I'll make a list for you.
But yeah, I mean, you can now level your character. Skip story and you can level your retainers. I mean, it's not cosmetic stuff anymore.
No. Level your retainers.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, I know. I know. You can also buy retainers. Remember that. That's also a thing.
Oh, yeah. And that's,
which that's is hardly huge, optional anymore, almost, with the inventory space when you play for a while.
But don't worry, the new glamour system will solve all of that.
Oh, yes, it will.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Did they solve that? Do you still have to destroy your Mog Station gear to get it on the...
Yes.
Oh my god, that is the worst still.
I don't think you can... I mean, you have to destroy everything.
Well,
in your,
they said they're going to fix it by having it put in the armoire instead.
Yeah,
they haven't done that.
But it takes them eight years
to allow anything to go in the armoire. So get it eventually, yes, but it might take a long time.
Yeah. So that's the thing. And... we've been very negative about this, and I'm sure we're going to hear about it in the comments, but
fine.
That's fine. I'll accept that. But I'm not, I can buy the stuff off the Mog Station. That's not the thing. It's the more the worry that the Mog Station will eventually grow so much that we're basically a free-to-play game that you still have to pay per month for.
Right. That's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we even talked about it that much, but doesn't it feel kind of scummy and dirty in a way? Like, oh, we pay our sub, but there's still things we can buy with extra money that are it's constantly being updated to.
Yeah.
I know. It does kind of feel like we're being duped a little bit, doesn't it?
Like I said, I don't think we should have alternative, you know, income for the game or anything like that, but it does feel kind of like
yeah, at this point I feel like it is too much.
I'll put it this way. What if EA was like, guys, you're paying for our game already, but you have to just pay us if we want extra money? People would be like, you scumbags, don't do that.
Yeah.
Which happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like, it's fine, let them do it. Which I'm not saying is like, yeah, whatever.
I completely agree.
That's fine. Yeah. I get it. But it's kind of weird that we like shit all over one company.
There is
we paid $80 for Star Wars. Now we have to pay more. It's like, well, I paid $80 for Stormblood and $15 a month, and I'm paying for extra shit.
It's this weird, like, I guess it's this kind of white knighting, I guess, of like, it's optional, they're using that weird shield, not knowing that if we keep doing that, we could potentially damage the game. We'll turn it into an EA game. Do you want that? You see what happened to Star Wars? the Battlefront. The train has left the station. It's too late. The Mog Station they're never going to shut it down. And it's just going to be there. But we'll just have to hope that it doesn't get any worse.
Yeah.
That's all we can do. There's nothing we can do to stop it.
See how that progresses.
Yeah. Yeah.
They deserve to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They but deserve,
the
oh, yeah, for
rate
sure.
at which they're pumping things out exclusively for it is just becoming a slight problem. And I agree with you with this sort of cult mentality that if Square Enix do it, it's fine because they're, you know, cute little Japanese people.
Yeah.
And because EA does it, they're, you know, horrible corporate Americans or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't just pick and choose.
No,
you can't pick and choose. I agree. Totally agree.
They're doing the same thing, just in slightly different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't think you can say things like, I don't like loot boxes, and then say, oh, I love Overwatch loot boxes, though.
Yeah. Right, exactly it. Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because Blizzard does it better. Well, sure, but the concept is still the exact same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll
die on this hill, though.
What?
If you guys are angry at me, if people are angry at us, I'll die on this hill gladly.
Okay, Rolla takes it for us. No, people are going to be angry. It's fine. We've discussed this topic before and it got real heated. So it's fine. The Mog Station has a lot of really like aggressive supporters. I'll just go out and say that. There are some really aggressive Mog Station supporters. And sure, I mean, maybe if that is what you want, that's fine. It's just I don't care too much about it. I accept in its current state.
I don't want them to develop too much content. Because again, we all pay our $15 a month to have content developed every patch, right?
Yeah.
I don't want too much of that content to be charged for a second time when we already paid for that content to get developed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this to people who are really defending them too. Just realize, you know, you're defending a giant multinational company.
You're not defending Yoshi P.
Yeah.
You they don't need free advertising by you just saying, no, what are you guys talking about?
They make more money. They make more money monthly than most humans make in their lifetime.
Yeah.
That's
another thing. This is kind of like not about 14, but it's like the games in general. Like there's been this like weird, poor us. It's so hard to make video games. It's like, look at your numbers, dude. You're earning so much money and yet you pile money on top of it.
A lot of them pretend like they're indie developers.
Like EA did with Star Wars. They were like, we need microtransactions. It's so expensive. And like, if you can't make a profitable game with the Star Wars brand, maybe you shouldn't be making games.
The Disney license costs us $1 billion. What do we do?
Indie developers can do like games that are profitable. Like,
yeah.
What has happened to the game industry? We need a crash.
And one dude makes Stardew Valley and makes like a shit ton of money. Yeah. Like, yeah. But that's not fair. I mean,
yeah.
How did you do it?
Yeah.
I think
one weird trick that old game developers hate.
Yeah.
This isn't about make a real game. Whoa. Oh my god. That's the trick.
Okay. So that was not related to 14. We love 14. No. That was just a side note. But it's sort of like role? The mentality.
Rob? I was gonna say the same thing too about not 14, but AAA games, development cost. If you see the numbers that they let you see, by the way, which they don't let you see a lot, like marketing budgets and everything.
Yeah.
The amount of money they spend is ridiculous. And it's probably half the budget.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's used as a trick too, if you want to know what a marketing budget, it's like half of the game development budget.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do I say this? I am losing my train of thought. Fuck.
Oh no.
Okay. That it doesn't cost very much for them to make it.
No. It's that the amount of money they're spending is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like you look at Star Wars, you know, you look at Battlefront 2, and it's like we have all this amazing high fidelity detail. The sounds are war tapes quality.
Yeah.
And we got every single follicle on Han Solo's face down. It's like at this. You don't need to go that far. I'm just saying, like, it looks cool, but you can scale back cost and pay your workers more and make a profitable game.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, remember that this is, I mean, not me personally, but this is the community that supported Square Enix through releasing probably the worst MMORPG ever created.
Mm.
Allowing them to rebuild it and redeem themselves.
Yeah.
Only to then go, well, you know what? We've been doing this for a little while. I think we're sorted. There's some extra stuff you could get.
Yeah.
So a bit more money for us.
McDowell would fall on the Mog Station. Mog Station 2.0.
Yeah.
That's the next calamity.
Yeah. No, I get, again, Mog Station totally fine, but they've gone too far.
Yeah,
they are about to go too far. I would rather say, yeah.
It's I think that's everyone's consensus.
We're on
that
top of the hill right now, and we're
right. No one's scared of the Mog Station in its current form. No. It's just it seems every day more and more it's blatantly obvious the direction that it's intended to go in.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's the part that's worrying, right?
Yeah. So yeah, I mean. It is what it is. I guess we'll have to move on from that. That was quite the discussion.
Calamity of money coming soon.
We'll look back on this in a few years, or maybe not even a few years, a few months. We'll see if it's gone bad or good, or if it's just remained the same. Anyways, minimum eye level is the thing we did.
I dread to think.
I did. Oh yeah. By the way, yeah. Have you seen the prices on the Square Enix store? Have I ever? That's another one. That's another cash cow for you. I could talk an hour about that because a lot of for Europe, if you live not in France or the UK, you're gonna pay probably more for shipping than for the item itself. Like, I paid for the book? Like, almost 50 euros. For really? A 7-day delivery.
Oh my god. Wait, yeah. That's for delivery?
Yeah.
50 euros? Oh yeah. My god, dude. Really?
Yeah.
That's
more than book.
Yeah.
But like... don't worry, Rollo, because you can buy a sterling silver necklace of a Dissidia character, but obviously each one's £150. But there are like 13 to collect to get them all.
Yeah.
What? Listen,
that is crazy.
You become a Lord of Sealand for a lot less.
They have some weird items on the store. Like some like what he just said, like the necklace thing. That's what is that? Like who buys that? Like I would consider
a Japanese thing.
It probably is, but it's just like they sell wine glasses.
Imagine wearing it, like.
Okay.
Oh man, what's that cool necklace you got? Oh yeah, it's just Cloud Strife.
Yeah.
So I think you guys should know this.
Classy.
There was an anime called Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
Everyone's popular anime, whatever, from the 90s. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so Japanese merch for anime and video games is ridiculous.
Yeah.
There is an officially licensed Neon Genesis Evangelion bucket. Oh, it's official merch. And for this anime, you can have this purple bucket. I mean, it actually has like the Nerve logo or something. And it's a bucket. And that's just how all Japanese merch is for video games and anime and everything. It's just anything you put the name on, slam it. Okay, it's official merch.
Oh, I need to point out another thing that's pointed out in chat. No. Those 50 euros did not include the custom duties. Get a nice little bill in the mail afterwards. So, yeah, that was an expensive-ass book.
I got my lore book on sale for $20.
Jesus Christ. What a dream. I paid more for the... I think I actually almost paid more for the book than I paid for the collector's edition of Stormblood.
Oh, my God.
Because I just appreciate how happy Yas looks.
When the collector's edition for Stormblood was put on sale, they had an option untracked. I was so desperate because it was either that on the 7-day delivery for $50. So I did untracked for $10.
That was a scary.
But
time,
it was still
it?
Tracked, and it was still 7-day delivery by DHL. So I don't know what that was all about, but it was a thing.
When we thought you wouldn't actually have Stormblood by launch.
Yeah, I was terrified. So yeah, their prices are very high everywhere for apparent reason, it seems. And they have weird merch.
I'll still buy the next lore book, though.
Me too.
I mean, lore books are cool. That's a lot of work.
They're good, and they're valuable over time.
Might get a necklace or two as well.
Yeah.
And it's a physical object as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully it comes with an emote or a minion tied to it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It comes with a $50 book emote for in the game where you put a book and read for a bit. I mean, that's worth it.
I got one of the pins from the store for jobs. I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah, I was going to buy that too, but you know, that whole 45 euros for shipping, a tiny
even
piece.
Even shipping together?
You want white mage? 70 bucks.
Yeah, yeah, 70 oh bucks God. For that. Go ahead.
This is, just make your own. You can buy one on Etsy for cheaper, I'm sure.
Just buy it off Etsy. Agreed. Literally, anything you see on the Square Enix store, go, right, but I'm going to Google that first.
Yeah.
Google it, you'll find it for like $13 somewhere else.
Yeah.
There is like, someone makes these like actual job stones that look really cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like less than $20.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's cool merch that they never even thought of making, I guess. So
yeah.
Check that like out. One.
That is one, weird that they haven't made physical job stones and sold those.
Mm-hmm. Because if Square Enix did it, Luke, you know they would use precious gemstones and that's £300 each.
Yeah, that's
no,
true. They would use real gems.
Only viable in pairing with a $300.
Yeah. But yes. Don't worry, because you get an in-game non-persistent emote.
For one character. By
yeah. You get an edible jewel.
Yeah.
3% XP.
Expires tomorrow.
Oh
yeah. 4%, Rollo. 4% for that extra 4%, touch. Yeah, yeah. Please.
So you know what? It would either be the real gem, or it would either end up being a foam toy,
like
a small, squeeze.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it would be $20. Ball joint in the middle for no reason.
Oh, the ball joints!
I hate them so much because I want a statue of some.
I agree. That ruins the statues for me.
Ugly joints.
Yeah.
You know what? That's just for
So you can play with them.
Yeah, play ones, but play. Why would you want to play with it?
Yeah. Player it's kind of figure size.
So it's so weird. It's like, who is their audience? They're selling these really expensive sterling silver necklaces, and then here's a toy. Here's an action figure with ball joints for $200.
What payment will pay Kai Arts?
I think I'm going to buy a plush Cactua cube and a toy.
Yeah. And,
and also, a very fancy cake as well.
Yeah.
The cake,
Yeah.
There's a cake, guys. There is a cake.
There is a cake.
Figmas are better than PlayArt's Kai. So if that's my figure collecting advice, get Figmas, not...
Do they have ball joints?
How do you spell that?
They do, but they look...
Oh, never mind. Then no one even bother Googling.
I mean, they're still posable figures, but they're like...
I find it obnoxious, Ronnie.
Listen, a PlayArt's Kai looks awful for, like, human characters, because, like, those joints look bad. But in a Figma, those joints look a lot more natural and nice.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Mm-hmm. But so, I want a statue.
I just want a statue.
How did they get a statue?
Yeah.
You can't. They don't sell them, Rono.
Okay.
I'll say the Shiva one looks pretty good, but apparently they were like fucked in transport, most of them. First batch. Yeah, they were broken as fuck.
I'm glad I didn't buy one then.
Yeah.
Because I thought it looked really cool as well. I think they fixed it now, though.
They changed how they package them.
Are they back in store? They were very expensive now.
We have to move on. Minimum my level now.
Yeah, we do have to move
on.
Yeah. I'll look it up in my
We did the etherochemical research facility. Rollo was missing, so Kasky stepped in.
He died.
Yeah, Rollo died. So we resurrected him, as you can see. So he's fine. The etherochemical research facility. So we did that, and that one was actually not too bad at minimum my level.
No, it wasn't.
It felt like... because a lot of the other ones that we've done had a pretty, like, they were easy. They're like, are we even on minimum eye level right now? Mm. That question was never asked during that run, because it felt almost like when it was new, which makes sense because we were at minimum eye level when it was new, I guess.
It was kind of fair balanced where it felt like we still had to do mechanics, but if we messed up, it wasn't instant death type of thing.
Yeah.
It was no Pharaoh Sirius.
No.
But it was also no, I don't know, the easiest one we've done. Sustasha or something.
Yeah.
We burned through it in like 10 seconds.
Of course, you mentioned the one episode that
never came out. Came out because it was the stupidest video we ever made.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I
thought it was good. Fun.
Yeah, it was good. It's a bit long, but that's because, you know, it's technically a main story dungeon.
Is this the one where, it was cool.
Okay.
Where you and Rollo.
Oh, yeah. Not me and Rollo, but me and Kasky. Yeah. You'll see it. It's a light party dungeon as usual. Came out in 3.0, so it's a Heaven Sword Vanilla dungeon. Mm-hmm. Level 60. Eye level sync to 142. That's the minimum eye level. And it was 90 minutes. And it's in the level 60 roulette. And you get hold on to your butts. 150 tomes of what tomestone is that? The red one
Poetic.
With the three dots. Is that
lore?
No, that's lore, isn't it?
Oh, this is like the old version.
This is the old. Oh. When it was new, you got 150 lore. Do you still get lore? You don't get lore.
No. Oh, of course.
I don't remember tomestones anymore.
I don't think. Did you get 150 back then? That was 100.
Yeah. No, it was a lot.
They upped it.
I don't remember that. We spammed it for the relic.
They updated the amount, but didn't update the tome.
Oh, okay.
We haven't gotten that tomestone for like 3 years.
That's true.
It's a good tome.
150 poetics, I guess. We're just going to guess that. Here's our run.
Bye.
The etherochemical research facility.
Don't you just miss Ascian so much?
No.
Yes.
They're probably going to be in patch 4.3.
Well, I really hope they are, Ron.
It's time for good old Mog Mail. Is it still going? Oh, hello. Is it still going? That's right. It's time for Mog Mail. Let's read the first one. It's from Celestalis from Adamantois. Greetings, Lukiel, speakers of Eidolon. Since ERP is a thing commonly available in our favorite MMORPG, and since we are all adults around here, I have a question, which is, in the opinion of the staff, the best in-game music for erotic roleplay. Thanks, Aline Celestalis from Adamantois.
Thanks, Aline.
Papaya.
Yeah, Papaya's pretty good. The Snowclick theme as well.
Oh, God.
Mm.
I think
really puts me in the mood for it.
Cruise Chaser,
that's good.
Mm-hmm. Brute Justice.
I was gonna say, you want kids laughing in the background?
Yo, both.
Mela said Brute Justice.
What? Yeah, Brute Justice metal though.
Yeah.
Which is the one with the kids that go like ha 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 ha.
Yeah, it does have a
that
portion
really
there.
Just gets me in the mood. Yes.
Yeah, you just cover your ears in that portion. You just go every time that.
Like,
portion
I don't
comes
think Mela is covering his.
Listen,
no,
Cruise Chase is the best one. I'm not coming forward and back. Forward and back.
Yeah,
that's good.
You got a good point.
Yeah.
Sure, we'll settle with that.
In case you ever forget how it's done, the song is there to remind you.
Yeah. I like the theme for Todorak. But, it's 14 seconds long.
Yeah.
But see, the thing is, Rollo, is you'll
just
always
enough time.
That's just enough time.
You'll always end up what? Yeah.
You always end up one step forward. So I don't know if that's going to work.
Oof.
Yeah. You know, some people during coitus like to take a walk.
All right. You know what?
Why do we make it sound like we are like ERP experts?
Yeah, we're the experts.
Well, because how are we supposed to take this question seriously,
dude? They
asked
us for our opinion.
How are we supposed to take this question seriously?
Absolute.
We don't have to be erotic role players to suggest what you think would be the best fuck song on FF14. Yeah.
I mean, it's just our opinion, so
yeah.
Exactly.
We might be off the mark.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes.
Answers the best one, obviously.
So, okay, next. Thank you for your mail, Aline. Let's. Did we all get one? I didn't. Yeah, mine's Todorak. Yes. What's yours? Yeah. Do you
papaya?
Rollo.
Cruise chaser, forward and back.
And Myla.
Snowcloak.
Sweet. Next one is from Canopia Featherlight from Genova. On the topic of relic weapons, I think instead of trying to one-up with fancier and fancier glows to weapons, they should just slowly modify portions of the weapons over time, as in change the hilt in one step, then the handguard in another. Also, instead of a standard aura glow over the entire weapon, why not just make the center of a sword glow blood red for the Black Knight, or the word/shapes of the summoner/scholar books glow? I think it would be a nice change of pace. Though that's just my two gil. You're a level fallen overlord and master, Canopia. Canopia.
First off, how dare you call it Black Knight?
Oh, did you say Black Knight? Yeah, it did.
Black Knight.
Well, I mean, Dark Knight. Whatever. Yeah,
level fell overlord who calls it a Black Knight? Let's be real. That's why
I agree with that. I think that would be a cool change. Yeah.
I'm not sure how happy the community would be for us putting that much grinding into getting a new handguard, but
yeah, I'm not so sure about that half
the glow part of it.
But I mean, look at what we got now. No change for like two steps. So
yeah, sure, no, I hate that.
And I don't think anyone's okay with that.
Yeah, but if they added like a change to the hilt, it might have been somewhat
okay, but
acceptable because there was at least a visible change.
But if you're gonna end up from one to the next weapon, anyways, if it's gonna change, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why don't you make the final step of the relic do that? Like, you know, because you know how in Eureka you get to do like, oh, you have to jump a few high levels with everything. You just do that for the last step or something.
I mean, personally right now, I'm okay with the whole cycle that is you get a new looking weapon, then it gets glow, then you get a new looking weapon, then it gets glow, because that's so many more glamour options in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I personally, but the glow, however, I do agree. And that's kind of what I was talking about. I think it was last week on the show where I was talking about glows. And I do think that's the stuff they need to start doing is like just instead of just taking something and making it luminescent, actually like putting some extra thought and like cool ideas into the way they work the glows in, which they have been doing, in my opinion. And hopefully they continue to do it.
Yeah. I think, I mean, we've already sort of talked about this already, so that's just a response to what we discussed last week. We talked about the relic weapons and the glow and all that. Now, the next one I want to bring up because it's something we did today, and it was because of this person we did it. This one comes in from Kyoko Kusanagi. Kusanagi.
Yeah,
Kusanagi.
I was gonna say I'm not even a woman. I know.
I was reading. Yeah, whatever. Hello, I've watched. He's from Leviathan. Hello, I've watched most of your series, Rise and Fall, or Fallen Rise, Secrets, Remnants, and now your podcast. I wanted to know, since I've joined up late, if you guys ever did a naked level one race from Gdania to Idleshire. I used to do naked level one races back in 11 with my friends, and figured it would be something else you could do. That would be challenging. No minimap, no rogue, no flying. Winner has the best time. For replay, you could change the course layout or even set a time limit. Hoping YoshiP implements some of the things you guys talk about, Kyoko. Thank you. We did it today. We did a naked Lala run, Hudless, from...
Not naked.
Well, no, it wasn't naked. It was, we were clothes on the left side, but it's the level one starting gear.
Died one hit anyway. So.
We did that. We can do that again. Change the course because we did chicken. We did like do the shorter version. We probably should have done the longer one through Gridania. But we went from Uldah to Steel Vigil. We can't go to Idleshire as level one. is the problem. So that's why we had to do it like that. Anyways, thank you. We also hope Yoshi P implements the stuff that we bring up.
Okay. Everything I say, Yoshi P, make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one...
more Mog Station items.
Yeah, the next one is a little bit puzzling, to say the least. But here goes. Jack Swallow from Limsa Lamissa.
Lovely name.
Knock knock, speakers of Eidolon, it's your favorite old cult and charity worker. Big fan of the Pearlcast. Ruddy rum mob a host you got there. I always say every cove needs a code. What codes do you dimber dambers follow? P.S. You're doing bleeding good work out there in the Lightman's, Rollo. We all have a rum good time laughing over your exploits. Keep making us proud. What have you? Who have you been hanging out with, Rollo?
I don't know.
You and Jack Swallow.
Swallow.
Lightman means day. We figured that out. It means it's like pirate speak for day.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Jack Swallow, Rollo?
Well, he's a thieves guy.
That's the dude.
Mm-hmm.
From Thieves Guild, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. Is it? Yeah. Is his last name Swallow?
I'm not a criminal, so I don't know him.
He's the rogue slash thief guildmaster.
He should pursue a career in
not a criminal,
a different field.
Well, you can be a
code of honor, guys.
Okay. So what's our code? Every code
needs our code of honor.
What's our code of honor? Don't acknowledge the jar.
Diapers only.
Oh yeah, I haven't even had chance to. the jar, guys.
Spaghetti.
Okay. So the next mail is it came in today. Thank you, by the way, Jack Swallow, for taking your time out of your busy day. What are you on about? Are you
trying to steal my?
Thanks, man.
This one came in today. It's from Inori Ray from Marlboro. Guess that's Inori Hay from chat. What if I don't have an overlay because it came in just like today while the stream was going on, so I haven't had time to render it. What if in some form of Eureka there were mobs that moved around and weren't static, similar to how we have some fates that move along a path? They would have big paths across the whole area, making it a bit of work to find them to kill. If it was comboed with a hunting leave NPC, I believe this randomness would help Eureka feel more alive and focused on hunting. It could also work along with the hamlet defense, as some groups of mobs could move towards the outpost and randomly trigger the event if allowed to move to the outpost instead of being killed on the way to the outpost and returning to a new location on their set path. Just some ideas. I've been playing Monster Hunter World and taking some ideas from that I think would help. Ideas from it that I think would help Eureka. P.S. Love you all. Keep up the amazing work. Thank you. I agree. That sounds like a system we need. Like, did they not mention? I have this. I'm mixing 1.0, 11 other games up now, but it's I've heard the phrase roaming monsters. I remember they talked about like Ifrit fucking roaming around in the open world. I don't remember if that was 1.0, if it was a Realm Reborn. But a system like that would be nice. Yeah, we'll also make the world feel even more alive because now we know, you know, all the monsters stay in their own zones.
Yeah,
there's never like any like the fates spawn at a fixed position. Like everything is very static, but it's giving the illusion of like being in a living world. So roaming primals is the phrase I keep hearing. So I believe they did mention that at one point. They never did it.
We kind of have that. We have that one fate in the peaks that just walks. You don't need to escort it or anything. It just walks on its own.
Oh yeah, that one. That one's weird. Doesn't it also have like a weird symbol?
It's got its own symbol. Yeah, it's the only one. Yeah.
I thought like this is something that's going to be like a supply mission for the happened.
I did it once. Yeah, just, me like, too. The achievement.
Yeah.
And then like I've never seen anyone doing it before.
That is a weird fate. Have you guys, Myla and Rollo, have you seen it?
No,
I feel like I've seen it hanging around the peaks, but
it feels like an abandoned concept almost.
Because you'll notice because it has like a gray fate logo that's like out. It's like you can't see it. It's not colored in. And then you'll see the blue one, and the blue one slowly makes its way to the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has like the resistance really symbol strange. In it, doesn't it? It has like a resistance icon
yeah,
in it.
Yeah,
I think
like
it
that.
Has a weird symbol that's only unique to that one, I think. So it's weird. It's weird.
Interesting.
There is one in Kurtha's Western Highlands. There is?
I don't think that's true.
I haven't. Is it? I don't know.
The escort leave or the fate?
Well, but it's not
an
escort.
That's an escort fate. This isn't an escort.
This one isn't an escort.
You are to prevent something from reaching.
Yeah, no, it will not stop regardless.
Yeah.
Like, you can keep going.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Safat like that? I don't think he is. Is he?
I can't remember. I haven't done that in ages.
In regards to the actual question, though, that's a great idea. It would be cool if there were like, I don't know, like sometimes there's like a dragon flying above, and he, you know, decides to storm into a group of players or just land wherever he wants.
It would be nice, I think. I don't know. I feel like some features from Monster Hunter World would be kind of cool in 14.
Like you have to track them along. And if you track them properly, it spawns it or something.
Yeah.
They could have done so much cool stuff.
And they will do.
Okay, so the one that ends in Steel Vigil is not the same, because that's an escort fate.
Yeah.
That is basically Chocobo.
It's like a three-part.
That is a caravan defense that turns into several other
right.
Is that what it's called? Safat?
Safat is the dragon.
Yeah. No, it's not what we're talking about. So I'll explain it again. So when the fate spawns, there are two fate circles. One is gray and one is blue. Mm-hmm. The blue one moves towards the gray one.
And there's no stopping it. It's impossible to stop it.
Yeah.
So, if you fight it, it will not stop.
Yeah. And you have to kill it before it makes it to... I've only done it once, but it died before it got to it. So I'm assuming that's what
the point is.
As soon as it gets to the end, it's over.
Yeah.
It's basically Steps of Fate, actually.
Yeah, and it has its own icon, which I've only ever seen there.
It's pretty cool. It's like a big Magitek spider.
Yeah.
Little drones that come out.
Mm-hmm.
Spawns a lot of ads,
And it's like attacking... Cool concept. The etherite or whatever, I don't know. I'm trying to place it attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasted on a fate. But, you know.
Yeah. I feel, whatever. I thought it was like them trying to like do like a Hamlet defense type system, because it's kind of, it's not the same, but it's how I would imagine a Realm Reborn doing that, like prevent them from actually making to the Hamlet.
It's actually like a reverse escort mission when you think about it.
Yeah.
It basically is.
Trying to escort it and you're trying to stop it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Inori Ray, or Inori Hay, as you're called in chat. That's that. We have to pull the next dungeon. Level. And now we're doing it with modifiers.
Oh, you already have the modifiers up?
Yes. Now we can add more to them. But right now we have to do with what we have. I read some chat and I read some feedback that I received after the episode. We now have a Wheel of Doom, which
for God's sake.
So here's what we'll do. We'll do it with a modifier on, but if it turns out to be impossible, we'll have to remove that from the wheel and then we'll just
do it
normally. This will be a trial run, right? Mm-hmm. So let's see.
What dungeons have we been?
We pull the dungeon first.
I'm betting it's going to be Saint Arbor's Arboria.
Okay.
Saint Mulcian. Moccasins.
Have you put in the new dungeons yet?
Umbritons.
What?
Have you put in the new dungeons yet?
No. I can do it. I can do it for next week.
How far does it go?
Just 3.0. Yeah.
Up 3.0?
3.5.
3.5.
Does it have Baelster's Wall in it?
Mm-hmm.
3.55 then, I guess.
I'm going to have Baelster's Wall.
Wait, when was Baelster's Wall? 3.0.
It's 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah.
Why am I...
I don't 3.5. Know why you're saying 3.0, but I...
No, I think I have 4.0 in there. You're... No, well, 3.55. Sorry, 3.5. 3.5. Yeah, I don't think Stormblood is in there at all.
Which was released with Baelster's Wall? Was that Samael Hard?
Yes.
I never did them once.
Well, you have to pick now. 3, 2, 1.
Arboretum.
The Airy. Did we do that yet?
Oh,
no.
I'm going to go Ormvale as usual. And here's the note. I'm always so
apparently 3.5 is not in there, but I'm starting with Baelster's Wall.
Well, I mean, we're following the trend of doing...
Oh my god, what the hell?
Vacation's all really want.
Holebreaker
the last
Isle.
Vacation was awful.
Holebreaker Isle Hard, we're returning to our favorite resort. And now let's see what the wheel of doom...
Hard mode's way better, by the way. So
it's not much worse.
Way better, Mela.
No,
way
it's
better.
A lot more fun. Final boss is fun.
Mm-hmm. Are you joking?
So enjoy this wheel... So there's
no
cure
OCDs.
Only healer.
Shut up.
DPS only healer. No OCDs. No left side. Go. No right side. And no job.
No left side.
Yeah.
No, oh
a DPS
my...
only healer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What does that mean?
No healing.
Absolutely yes.
That doesn't make it. This is going to be impossible.
No.
Oh my god.
We'll be fine. We'll be
Jesus
fine.
Jesus Christ. No, shut up. No long way.
Spin the wheel.
I just said cycling Medusa. Guys.
We're spinning the wheel. 3, 2, 1.
Whee! Oh,
wow,
noise and
everything. Oh, God. There we go. There we go. Oh, my God. No right side gear.
Side.
That's doable.
That's doable.
No
that's
right
fine.
Side is fine.
Yaz basically has no left side already.
I'm dreading this, but
well,
it is what it is.
There.
It is what it is. We can't go back now. We can go back on this. It's a trial run.
I just want to say right now, I never...
You cut out, so thank God that cut out.
I never supported the Wheel of Death idea.
Yeah.
Never once.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
It is a thing now. It is the Wheel of Death. It's time to end the podcast, I guess. We'll be back in the post show. We'll be giving away something. You'll have to stay tuned for the post show to know that. I've already teased it already, but whatever. I've already said it. Stay tuned for that. If you're not watching the post show, then have a nice day, and we'll see you tomorrow for Minimum My Level, Holebreaker Isle Hard, with no accessories.
Yeah.
Sweet. We'll see you then. Remember to follow us on Twitter at SpeakersXIV, Facebook.com/SpeakersXIV, it's a sinking ship, blah, 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 YouTube.com/SpeakersXIV, Twitch.tv/SpeakersOfHeidelin, exclamation Discord in chat to join our Discord server. Or if you're watching it on demand, links in the description. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, and remember to stay tuned for the post show where we'll do a giveaway, and we'll in the lore segment we'll talk about Garlemald, and after that, return to Sor.
Mm-hmm.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.